Chapter 4. But contriving an alternate way to instigate the war, Florus sent a letter to Kestios, falsely alleging that the Judeans had begun a rebellion. He also imputed the beginning of the previous battle to them, and said that they themselves had committed the crimes, which they, in fact, had actually suffered. Truly, the chiefs of Jerusalem did not remain silent. Instead, both they and Berenike wrote to Kestios about what Florus had done illegally against the city. But after reading both their reports, Kestios took counsel with his commanders. Therefore, indeed, some of them thought it best that Kestios should go back with an army, either to exact retribution for the rebellion, if it had happened, or to support any Judeans who were more steadfast and persevering in their allegiance. But he thought it best to send out one of his companions to investigate the circumstances and to carry back a faithful message telling about the minds of the Judeans. Indeed, he sent one of the tribunes, Neapolitanos. At Yabna, he fell in with King Agrippa, who was returning from Alexandria, and explained both who it was who had sent him and the reasons for doing so. And here, both the Judean chief priests, along with the powerful men and the council, presented themselves to welcome the king. But after paying homage to him, they turned to bitterly lament their own calamities, as well as the savage treatment which they were undergoing from Florus. At this, Agrippa indeed became indignant, but like a general, transferred his anger toward those whom he really pitied, the Judeans, desiring to tear down their high minds, and, by not supposing that they had suffered unrighteously, to dissuade them from revenge. Therefore, indeed, they were distinguished men, and, as property owners, longed for peace. So they understood that the king's reprimand was intended for their good. But the populace went out 60 stadia from Jerusalem, greeting Agrippa and Neapolitanos. But the wives of those who had been slaughtered poured out and began shrieking. And when the people heard their wail, they responded with lamentations and kept begging Agrippa to provide assistance. They were also shouting at Neapolitanos, telling him about everything which they had suffered from Florus. And after they had passed into the city, they showed him both the desolated market and the residences which had been ravaged. Then, by means of Agrippa, they persuaded Neapolitanos to go around the city with a single attendant as far as Shiloa. This was in order that he would realize that the Judeans had submitted to all the rest of the Romans, but were being roused to hostility only in the case of Florus, due to the excessive savagery with which he had treated them. Now he traversed the city, making a sufficient test of their mildness. Then he went up into the temple. he summoned the multitude there. And he indeed vigorously commended them for their faithfulness to the Romans, and also vigorously exhorted them to maintain the peace. And after bowing down before God at the place where the holy acts were permitted, he returned to Castios. But as for the Judean multitude, they turned both to the king and to the chief priests, and kept pressing them to send elders to Nero against Florus, and that they would not, by holding their silence about such a great murder, afford to leave themselves under a suspicion of rebellion. For if they did not take the lead to identify the one who had begun this war, they would appear to have begun the hostilities themselves. But it was clear that they were not about to acquiesce if anyone would block the body of elders. Now Agrippa indeed thought that the task of electing men to go as Florus's accusers would generate a grudge against him. But standing by and watching the Judeans, who had fanned the flames of a war, did not appear in his interest either. But he summoned the multitude into the covered colonnade and placed his sister, Berenike, alongside, in plain view, atop the house of the Hasmoneans. For this building was above the covered colonnade at the transition to the upper city, and the covered colonnade was connected to the temple by a bridge. Then Agrippa spoke the following.